I'll just say one word on the fedder shaft. שופטים ושוטרים תתן לך בכל שעריך אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך לשבטיך ושפטו את העם משפט צדק. Our parasha talks about the obligation to appoint judges. שופטים ושוטרים is enforcement, in order to enforce the judgment. תתן לך בכל שעריך. So the Torah says that you have to put these judges at all the gates. Bechol she'arecha. So that she says, what does it mean, the gates? Bechol she'arecha, bechol ir va'ir. She'arecha is another way of saying in every city. And then the question is obvious. So if it talks about every city, so let the person say, shofetim v'shoterim tefken lecha bechol arecha. I mean, the Torah is not interested in giving Rashi business. The Torah has to write Lishbatecha or She'arecha, and then Rashi has to come along and say She'arecha means Eir Va'ir. So just say Bechol Arecha.
She'arecha.
You're right, but just say Bechol Arecha. Then Rashi can take a day off. He doesn't have to explain this word over here. Not only that, but since it's talking about that you have to put judges in every city, so this is a law that applies to all B'nai Israel. So why does the Pasuk write it in a singular tense? The Shofetim v'Shoterim Teten Lecha. Maze Lecha? I should say Teten Lachem. It's talking to the Klal Yisrael. Shofetim v'Shoterim Tetenu Lachem. And let's just say that Pasuk is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's in charge. The Tenecha, he's in charge of appointing the judges. But Pashut is talking to Am Yisrael. Shofetim v'shoterim tetenu lachem. Why does it say it in day? Singular. I didn't come here to ask you 100 questions, but I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we'll start to say the Dirasha. Shofetim v'shoterim tetenu lachem bechol sharecha. Asher Adonai Elohecha noten lecha lishvatecha. Why does it have to mention these two names of God? Asher Hashem Elohecha. Asher Hashem noten lecha. Asher Elokecha noten lecha. Asher Hashem Elohecha noten lecha. That God Almighty, in the land that God Almighty has given you. These are some of the questions that we're asking, in order to understand what is the depth of this pasuk over here. Of course, we're in the month of Elul, Chodesh Arachamim. And the question is, in the month of Elul, where is our service supposed to be directed? Obviously, it's the preparation for the Yamim Noraim, the preparation for Rosh Hashanah that's coming up. Shiyavo Aleinu Letova.
I mean,
Elul is a gift of God that He prepares us for 30 days where we're able to put ourselves in the right frame of mind so we can get a good judgment. Borei Olam could have said, I'm giving you a Yom HaDin, I'm not telling you when it is. He doesn't have to tell us when He's judging us. You're going to be judged one day of the year. Good luck. Figure it out. And then we'll be stuck. But he says, no, I'm giving you Yom HaDin. It's Aleph Tishrei. And I'm going to tell you 30 days before you can prepare for the court. It's an unbelievable chesed Hashem does. But the question then is, where is our work in the month of Elul supposed to be focusing on? So the Mefarshim, the Baal Shem Tov and others, they all speak that the Yetzer Hara obviously is very, very cunning and very, very tricky. Obviously, I don't have to tell you that. You know that already. Where does he get the person? Obviously, Yetzer Hara, if he tells somebody, go Mechalel Shabbat, let them go jump in the lake. Mechalel Shabbat. Shabbat. Somebody was sitting in the Shi'ur, and then the Yitzhak would come to them and say, you know, I want you to go have tomorrow night, go after Shabbat, you go have lobsters for Melaveh Malka. What lobsters? What lobsters? No, I don't mean lobsters. I don't eat lobsters. That doesn't empty your brain to eat lobsters. It does shrimp, let's say. So that's going to say shrimp. It doesn't empty your brain. What's the she'ela? Yitzhak tells you, go buy a suit that has sharpness. You're not going to listen. You will not listen. He knows that the Yitzhak is smart. He cannot get you on blatant items because he knows you're not going to listen. If the Yitzhak would whisper in your ear tomorrow on Sunday morning, don't wait to feed in today. Don't wait to feed in today. What are you crazy? Doesn't really talk. Go somewhere else. Leave me alone. Don't wait to feed in today. There's certain things that are not negotiable. He knows that the Yitzhak. He cannot come to us on things that are black and white. On the black and white items, black being the avera and white being the mitzvah, on those items it's cut and dry. We know the right is right and the wrong is wrong. So the Yitzhak doesn't really attack us in those areas because he knows he's not going to have a chance, exactly, a shot. So what does he do? What the Baal Shem Tov says. His main attack is in the area of the neutral, in the neutrality area. In the neutral area. What does it mean, the neutral area? In the area that's not forbidden, not avera, nor is it a mitzvah.
Great.
In the pav areas of life, in the Switzerland, in the area that's somewhere in the middle, as an example, things that are permissible. In the area of permissible, he knows that if a person indulges and goes a little further than he's supposed to on the permissible, that will lead him into the forbidden. You understand how he drags him? Which means, take for example, eating. Eating is permissible. Kasher food, no problem. Now everybody has to eat. We're not saying you shouldn't eat. Everybody has to eat to sustain themselves, to live and all that. But from the excess, on that area he can come and get you because it's permissible. Does he eat? Kasher, oh you, finish. But what ends up happening, from the excess of permissible things, that already brings the person into the forbidden area.
Okay,
it looks like you started. First you sing, then you ask. You have to ask and then sing. You do the opposite. How you doing, David? Wow. I didn't even realize you came in. How come you don't make a big noise when you come in?
I can tell you a story if you want.
Come on, hang on.
Hello, story. Faris, thank you for bringing us Sister Asulin and our great Hazam, Yechayel Nahari. So this is what I'm telling you. The Gemara says, Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutam. What does that mean? The Yetzer Hara will not come to a person on things that are forbidden. On the things that are forbidden, he knows you're not going to do. He cannot even persuade you on such things. He gets you on the items that are permissible. The Ramban said on the Pasuk in Kiddushim. Kiddushim tihiyu. Nobody knows what this means, mean Kiddushim tihiyu. Be holy. What does it mean, be holy? Go to the mikveh, what do you mean, be holy? I want to be holy. So the Rabban says, Pirushim tihiyu. What does that mean? Parush. What does it mean, parush? Abstain not from sins. Abstain from sins, that's alibet. It means abstain from even the things
allowed.
That are allowed. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do them. Of course, the person is allowed to eat. and a person is allowed to sleep, and a person is allowed to relax. But in those areas over there, that's where the Yetzer Hara is going to catch you, because it's permissible, so your guard is down. The guy says, what's the matter? It's oh, you. What's the matter? So therefore, the Ramban says it's possible that from a person in the excesses and in the extras of the permissible area, he could end up becoming a Naval B'Rishut HaTorah. This is a very big yesod that Ramban is telling you. That without a certain limit on the permissible area, that means if a person is going to go and eat without any limitations, just because it's kasher, and if the person is able to go now and he goes to certain vacations, although everything is permissible, but he's just going from vacation to vacation to vacation, he didn't make any avirot, the guy. And the guy sleeps as much as he wants, eventually from those extra items that Ramban is telling you, it's going to drag you into the forbidden zone. It doesn't start in the forbidden zone. It starts in the permissible zone, and that's how he gets you in. You know what I'm telling you or no? And therefore the Hakamim said, Kadesh Atzmecha v'mutar lach. That the Kedusha has to be where? Not in the forbidden, in the mutar. And some learn it, not mutar lach. Some learn it, v'mutar lach. Mutar means the extras. Now, you cannot tell me in the Torah this law explicitly because everybody's different. There's no law that says what's considered extra. Each one is according to his nature. You cannot make one set law like Arba Minim. Etrog, Dulab, Adav, Araba. That's a set law. On these items over here, it's subject to the person. Everybody knows his nature, and everybody knows his boundaries, and everybody knows according to themselves what's considered maybe past the boundary. And therefore the Hakamim said, Kadesh Asmecha b'motar lach, which means what's motar?
Personally.
You cannot make a prescription. I cannot go to somebody and say, you have a prescription? Yeah, I'll give it to me. I'll give it to you. So this prescription is for you over here. It's based on your sickness over here. No, the doctor said I have the same item. Give me the prescription. Well, nobody has the same item. Everything's different. It's different dosage. Different regimen. Similarly over here, on the Isur, we're all equal. There's no difference on Isur. Isur, they were all equal. Lashon Hara is the same Lashon Hara for everybody. Taref is the same Taref. You don't have your own Taref, and I have my own Taref. On Mitzvot, your Tefillin and my Tefillin are exactly the same. However, on the areas that are permissible in life, there everybody has to measure for themselves based on what's considered extra or what's considered minimum and what's considered necessity and what's considered, this is already a judgment call, but the war is in that area. I'm telling you a big secret today. The war is going to be in the place where you least expect it, because that's when your guard is down. Your guard is down when you're eating. So I'm in the shul, I'm eating now, everything's so cool, beautiful. The guy's eating, indulging. And all of a sudden, from that, he finds himself after the shi'ud making an avera. What happened? Because from this extra item, the Yetzer Hara dragged him into the forbidden zone. He couldn't drag him in direct, because he wouldn't go direct. So he just has to give you something that's permissible, a little more. He overdosed on the heter. The overdose on the heter automatically will lead the person to avera. That's what the Ramban means. Kadesh Asmecha b'mutar lach. The Kedusha of life does not come from the forbidden. The Kedusha of life comes from the Heter. Is a person allowed to eat? Of course. Eat three times a day. No one's stopping you from eating. But the Hakamim talk about that a person is not a glutton. He's not a guzzler. The guy doesn't just every thing that's permissible, just because it has an OU doesn't mean he has to eat it, just because he knows how to have limitations for himself. That a person knows how to say, Atkan Tom Shabbat. A person not to sleep, but he knows. Sleep, you're allowed to sleep, but he limits his sleep, he gets up a little early in the morning. That's mutar, he Kadesh Atzmecha. As long as he keeps borders around what's permissible, He doesn't have to worry about making an avera. But once already, the permissible is open zone. No man's land. Open. No borders. No fences. Now you're running a dangerous life. Because eventually, from the heter, it's going to lead to the isur. Now there was a great rabbi called the Vrei Chaim. The Vrei Chaim said this dirash on a pasuk in the Torah. He said the pasuk says, V'yikholi teruma. The Bere Bnei Yisrael, V'yikholi teruma. Me'et kol ish, The Vrei Chaim explained it like this. He says, the goal of life is, V'yikholi, to take God. The Bere Bnei Yisrael, God says, V'yikholi, tell them to take me. God says, everybody has the opportunity to take me, and I should be inside of them. V'yikholi. But the Vrei Chaim says, how? The way you bring God into your life, v'yikholi, teruma. What is teruma? Lehafrish. To separate. To separate from what? To separate pirushim tihiyu. To separate from the permissible. And then, you say, okay, what should I do? Me'et kol ish. Each one is different. You cannot give a recipe for each guy. The tirumah, the separation of each person. One guy will say, what do you mean, Rabbi? If I don't eat three plates, I'm still hungry. I'm going to starve to death. Okay, so for you, four plates is extra. Mm. But for another guy, again, this is the danger of our generation, Abotai. Because I'm telling you a big secret now. Because in our generation, everything is kasher, and we're able to do everything beheter. And we're wondering, how come we don't have the tzaddikim like the last generation? We have so much religion and so much kosher food and kosher wine and kosher this and kosher that. So where's the... how come we don't have tzaddikim like the last generation? Because what ends up happening is, it starts from there, and all of a sudden, after the person fresses and enjoys, he ends up making averot. Whereas in the olden days, the permissibles were limited. They were limited what they had. If you went into your grandfather's closet, he had three seats. He had three suits, the Zohar, three suits. Three suits a lot, he had two pairs of shoes. Go to your children's closet, 48 pairs of shoes. Kids, 14 years old, got 82 pairs of shoes. For what? For what purpose? What do you mean? The shoes are kasher. Kasher, all you on the shoes. You're allowed to have shoes.
All you.
But the excess. Everybody, today, the heter is going to the extreme. Now, what's the matter, Rabbi? Allowed or not allowed? You're allowed. I can't show you, Shulchan Aruch, it says that there's a... But it doesn't say b'cholam marbeh areza meshubach either, which means there has to be a certain. But we're worried that from this it's going to end up bringing you to something that's really forbidden. That's the trick of the yeter. That it's possible that if a person keeps on going after heter, more heter, more heter, more heter, eventually he's an aval b'shuta Torah. And this is the secret. God says v'yikholi, but how? Teruma. You have to pull away. You have to abstain. You have to be mafrish. What's teruma? Lafrish? Lafrish teruma. Lafrish chalat teruma. So what should I do, Rabbi? Tell me what to do. Me'et kol ish. Me'et kol ish. That's personal. I'm not going to tell you. Understand? Nobody ever came and gave you a class on the permissible. The rabbis always give you a class on the forbidden. So you close your ears. It doesn't apply to me because I don't do the forbidden. So that cannot get me on the forbidden. The Yitzhak says, good. Let the rabbis keep on talking about the forbidden because that's not where I get them on the forbidden. But once somebody's going to come and talk about the Hitin, the Yitzhak starts shaking. Because now the Yitzhak, we're exposing the guy where he's gonna attack. Now let me explain to you like this. The holy books write that the area of Kedusha, this is Rabbeinu Ari said, the area of the Kedusha is always called the Shute Yachid. The Shute Yachid is where the Kedusha is found. It's a private domain, it's a secured area, holy area, the Shute Yachid. The Yetzer Hara and the Sitra Achara and all the Tum'ah, where is that found? In the Reshut HaRabim. The Reshut HaRabim means it's an open area, wide area, uncontrolled area. The Reshut HaRabim is the public area.
Public domain.
The public domain. That was the word I was looking for. So you see over here, there's two domains. Kedusha is called the Shuti Yachid, and the Tetrachara is in the Shuti Rabbi. So he says, where is this area that we're talking about today? He says, it's at the gate. He says, at the border between these two, the Shuyot, this is the Heter area. So in this area, you've got to be very careful. Because if you go a little extra, you're in the Shuti Rabbim. You do it right, you're in the... So he says, it's the line that separates between the two, the Shuyot. Mm-hmm. Understand how he's learning it? Now, on this, in next week's parasha, the pasuk says, "Ki tetzel la'melchama alo yevecha." It says when you're going to go out to war against your enemy. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Who's the enemy of man?" The Yetzer Hara. Your Zohar is right because it says, "Ki tetzel la'melchama alo yevechem." We only have one enemy. The whole world hates us. So why does it say oyevecha? We only have one enemy. Ki tetzel la'melchama alo yevechem. So the Zohar says, "No, it's talking about." The main enemy. Who's enemy number one? Yes, Ki tetzel la'melchama. So what does Rashi say on the words Ki tetzel la'melchama? Rashi writes, what type of war are we talking about? There's two type of wars. There's Melchemet Mitzvah and there's Melchemet Reshut. Melchemet Mitzvah is like Amalek and Melchemet Reshut. It's just expand the borders. So Rashi writes, the Melchemet Reshut. Hakatuv medaber, which means that she's giving you a secret. Ki tetzel la'melchama against your yetzer hara. Where's the war against the yetzer hara? B'melchemet ha'reshut, in the areas of reshut, in the areas that are permissible, not the b'melchemet mitzvah. In mitzvah there's no fight. Who's gonna? If the yetzer hara tells you to do the mitzvah, don't do the mitzvah. I'm gonna listen. Of course I'm gonna do the mitzvah. Of course I'm not gonna do the avera. The war of the Yetzer, the Melchemet HaReshut HaKatuv Medaber. The war is on the border, on the subject of Reshut. Then therefore a person has to be very, very, very careful on this. Not only that, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Hevu Zehirin Barshut. Simply it means the Mishnah. Be careful from the government. The shoot is the government. Why be careful from the government? She'en mekarbim lo le'adam ela le'tzorech hana'atan. The government only brings a person closer for their benefit. Lir'in ki'ohavim b'sha'at hana'atan le'en omdim lo le'adam b'sha'at lo'chko. Government, they bring you close to them when they need you. When the politician is running for the Senate, he comes to you and he says, I'll do this for you and I'll do that. Why? Because he needs your money. So he promises you the world. And he makes it whatever you want. He gives you his phone number. You call me anytime. And then the guy gets on the side. Oh, I just said his number. He puts it in his pocket. I met the guy. Take a picture with the guy. And he gives him the money. Now he wins the Senate. You call the guy, doesn't work, doesn't answer. What happened? I don't need you anymore. 4 years, he comes back. Oh, you're the guy. I called you, but you didn't answer. No, this time I'm going to answer. I promise you, this time I'm going to answer. I changed my phone. It's all sketch. So the Mishnah tells you, don't get involved with government. Keep away from the government. Keep away from politics. Because it's all shaking. It moves the healing by the shoes. But based on what we're saying today, the Mishnah is teaching us a bigger sentence. Where do we have to be worried and concerned from the Yetzer Hara? The Mishnah says, "Hevu Zehirin Barshut," in the areas of Reshut, not in the areas of Heter Nisud. Heter Nisud, no one's going to listen. Yes, I says, "Itaref," jump in the leg. I'm not listening to him. Yes, I said, "Don't wear tefillin." I don't listen to him. But the Yetzer Hara says, "It's kasher. Eat as much as you want." Oh, Hevu Zehirin Barshut, and that's why the Zohar Hadash writes. Sha'at achila, sha'at milchama. What does it mean, sha'at achila, sha'at milchama? Simply it means that the time of eating is a time of war. What does it mean? That many times over a certain day you see people fight with each other. Why? Because when a person is hungry, he's nervous. So when he's, the food in front of him and his stomach is gurgling, so people are on edge. So the Gemara in the Zohar HaKadosh warns, this is Sha'at Achila, Sha'at Melchama. Be careful of the Sha'at Achila, because people are very, until the food goes into their stomach and it settles their brain and they calm down. Sometimes the husband comes home, he's nervous in his wife. Why? Because he didn't eat anything yet. He's starving, so he's snapping. So the Hakamim says, Sha'at Achila, give him something to eat. Give him something to eat. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That means you have to satisfy his appetite. I told you the story of the guy in the restaurant. One of the guys in the restaurant came to me. He got lucky, the guy. He opened the restaurant the week of 9/11. He opened the restaurant in Brooklyn. So nobody could go to the city. So everybody ended up having to go to the guy's restaurant. He opened it, for him it was a blessing. People that would never go to this restaurant. People don't even eat kosher, but they came to this guy's restaurant because they couldn't get to the city. So there was a line out the door. So he came to me and he said, Hakam, it's a blessing, but it's a blessing with a... Ayave kotzma. It's a blessing, but there's a thorn on the side. Why? Because there's so many people online, the customers are fighting. Next table, I want the next table. I want the whole balagan in the store. Became now a ruckus. So I'll tell you why it's a ruckus. If you take my advice, you'll have a success. He listened. I thought, why are they getting nervous on the line? They're coming in hungry. The waitress is bringing the food under the guy's nose. The guy's waiting online, and they're bringing the penne vodka under the guy's nose. And the smoke is going into his nostrils. The guy's going crazy. He can't believe it. And they put it in front of the other guy. They're watching him eat it. So they're going crazy. So and then they bring the chocolate dessert with the ice cream on top. Excuse me, sir. The guy can't believe it. The guy's going crazy. He can't believe it. So I tell him, the food is making them crazy. So I said, what you have to do is give them some hors d'oeuvres for free online to break their hunger. You have to break their hunger. It's going to cost you a little money. Take some items. Whoever's sitting on and give them a little wine for free. Enough to open their appetite so you can still sell them, you don't want to ruin your business. But enough to take the edge. Because the Hakamim said, Sha'at Achila, Sha'at Melchama. Time of Achila, people will kill each other. You see that, how it works.
Did he take your advice from him?
He took my advice.
But he stopped it.
No, he stopped it because now he has a store. He expanded his store twice already. Because of the Beracha, he expanded. He doesn't need to do that anymore. But the point is, it's the lesson. But the real interpretation is what we're saying. Where is the real war against the Yetzer Hara? Sha'at Achila, Sha'at Milchama. That's where the war against the Yetzer is. Sha'at Achila, at the time of the Heter, at the time of the eating, the things that are permissible. Don't think that the Milchama is only in Isud. Sha'at Achila, Sha'at Milchama. What do you mean? Rabbi, it's kosher. Then what's kosher, you go berserk. Then what's kosher, you can do whatever you want. You'll go from the border, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself, and that's what happens. What happens when a person drinks all the kosher wine he wants? What is that happening? Now he starts to become a little immodest, and he starts talking he's not supposed to talk, and he starts to look at things he's not supposed to look at. What happened? But how do I come to this? Hakamim say, Avera goredet Avera. Not, no, that's a mistake. He said, I didn't make any Averot. You did. The excess is an Avera, and therefore it led you to an Avera. You understand? You're wondering how from all this stuff did I end up making everything was kosher? Glatt yourself with the step of the rabbi on it. How would this lead me to make a sin? Because you want too much. And this is very important with the children as well. When children today are given everything that's permissible, and every game and every toy, everything that's permissible eventually leads them to the wrong idol. So it's not just to come along and say, but it's allowed. That's a juvenile thinking, but it's allowed. Just because it's allowed doesn't mean it's permissible. Everybody has everything. Shat achila, shat milchama. Shat achila, shat milchama. Now, based on this, we said another derasha on this. It says in the pasuk in Kiryat Shema. What does it say in the pasuk Kiryat Shema? B'shiftecha bebetecha u'blechtecha beberech. So it's telling you when you have an obligation to read the Shema. B'shiftecha bebetecha. You're doing nothing. Read the Shema. U'blechtecha beberech. You're on the road. You're not doing anything. Read the Shema. So the Gemara's language is, what's the connection between b'shiftecha bebetecha? What's the connection? So the Gemara says, ma derech reshu, af kol reshu. Which means the derech that we're talking about is he's on the derech doing something permissible. If he was doing a mitzvah, then he doesn't have to read Shema. The derech is only derech reshut. Whenever it says derech, it refers to something that's, I'm going to business, I'm going to say permissible, I'm doing something. I'm going to my own personal needs. The Gemara says derech reshut. What does it say in the parasha regarding derech? Tachin lecha derech. Elul is the derech that leads us to my holiday. And the Torah is telling us, Tachin lecha. Where do I make my hachanot? Tachin lecha derech. It's going to be in the area of derech, of mad derech reshut. In the areas of permissible. Nobody thinks that. During the times of the hachanot, people think, Yisud hetev. No, that's not what a person is supposed to be thinking, Yisud hetev. Person has to work on the excesses of life, the indulgence of life, the things that are not necessary in life. Not because he can afford it doesn't mean he should have every single luxury and pleasure of life, because he doesn't realize from that it's going to drag him into the reshut harabim. He tetzeh lemelchama lo yibecha b'melchemet harishut ketuv medaber. Evu zehirin b'reshut. Sh'at achila sh'at melchama. You understand the mazin that I'm telling you today? תכין לך הדרך, מה דרך רשות? Says a great rabbi that this area is called a gate. In Hebrew, how do you say gate?
Sha'ar.
Why is it called a sha'ar? Because it's the gate that separates between the Shut Yahid and the Shut Rabin. There's a door. The tzaddikim, they're always careful about the things that are happening at the gate that separates between the two zones. The tzaddik always is working on the sha'ar. You understand what I'm telling you? The tzaddik always works on the border. Because that's where he knows the milchama is. That's where God found the sha'ar. And the tzaddikim are always there. You understand what I'm telling you? And that's why he once explained by Avraham Avinu. By Avraham Avinu, what does it say? Avraham Avinu, it says that God appeared to Avraham. Vayira elav Adonai be'elone mamre. God appeared to Avraham in elone mamre. Why did God appear to Avraham Avinu? What was the greatness of Avraham Avinu? God should come and appear. So it says, you keep to be mevaker chole. What, did God visit every sick person in the hospital? But Avraham Avinu gets a special visit. So the Torah tells us the reason. Because V'hu yoshev petach ha'ohel. Because where did Avraham Avinu sit? Petach ha'ohel. That's where he sat. Avraham Avinu's work was at the petach ha'ohel. That's the spot that separates the Shut Yahid to the Shut Rabin. V'hu yoshev petach ha'ohel. Avraham Avinu knew that the fight is where? On the mutar. Kadesh asmecha v'mutar. You understand what I'm telling you? V'hu yoshev petach ha'ohel. That's not only telling you where he sat. What do I care where he put his lounge there? Put it in the petach ha'ohel, put it in the backyard. The Torah is telling you that was his avodah. His avodah was petach ha'ohel. By the sha'ar. You understand? Now, it works good. After the Akedat Yitzchak, is in the end of Parashat Vayera. He does the amazing thing. What does God say to Avraham Avinu at the end? He tells him like this, Ki barech abarechecha. I'm going to give you unbelievable blessings. Why am I giving you unbelievable blessings? Ekev asher shamata bekuli. tells her, because she listened to my voice. Just say, ki shamata bekoni. What's ekiv? Just say, ki shamata bekoni. You listen to my words. Ekiv is rashi tevot. Kadesh atzmecha bemuta. And therefore God was telling Abraham, Ekev asher shama Abraham bekoni. Where did you listen to me? In the Isur, of course. In the Heter, of course. The key is to follow God in the Ekev, in the Kadesh atzmecha bemutar lecha. And that's why if you look at the blessing, it's an incredible diyuk. Look what God blesses Abraham. God says, V'yiraz zara'acha sha'ar oivam. Just say, V'yiraz zara'acha et oivam. No, because midah keneged midah. V'yiraz zara'acha et sha'ar. What is sha'ar oivam? Because since Avraham Avinu's fight was in Petah Ha'ohel, since his fight was in the Heter, so God says, midah keneged midah. That you're going to beat your enemies at the sha'ar as well. That's going to be the place where you're able to overcome them. Based on this, this is the way we explain the pasuk in this week's parasha. The pasuk says, "Shofetim v'shoterim titen lecha." It's talking to the individual. Every single Jew, you need to put judges on yourself, and you need to put enforcement not on yourself. It's personal. Where should I put these judges? Where should I put these enforcement? Bechol she'arecha. That's where you have to put the enforcement. At the gates, at the border, at the heter. And if a person puts the border, he has good patrol at the border, he doesn't let the heter go out of hand. The guy says, this scotch kasher? Yeah, but drink the whole bottle. But the mutar, it's kasher. And you know, we have a letter from our Pinhasi. The sherry cask is okay, beautiful, drink the whole bottle. See, that's what happens. The people don't realize, okay, everything in measure. Haramban says everything in measure. Everything in measure. Excess of anything is no good. It's a guy, after he finishes the seudah, he's eating, it says, Pinto chal mesamarta. Listen to the pasuk I'm telling you now. What's Pinto chal mesamarta? Lest you eat and you become satiated. What did he eat in this pasuk? What did he eat? Clams? I'm asking, what bread? What bread? Was it kasher or not kasher? Of course kasher. So Pinto chal mesamarta. We're talking about the guy ate kasher. Ubatim tovim tibneh. He built houses. Anything wrong with building houses? He didn't build the house of Nut. He didn't build the house of in Atlantic City. Ubatim tovim tibneh. He built good houses. Was there a mezuzot on the house? Absolutely. Okay, good. Did he have a library in the house? Probably. He had everything in the house. Ubatim tovim tibneh yashavta. Ukarecha. He has cars. What the permission of God? The permission of God. Nothing in this pasuk over here is Isus. What is the next line? How could it be? The food was kosher, the house was legal, and the transportation was kosher. And then the pasuk says, from this, how could it be? If you would tell me, if a guy goes with a goya and he went and ate tarera, then you're in trouble. He said he did nothing. Pinto Chavis, Rabbi ate. Of course, that's what you did. That's where the war was, right over there. Your guards were down. He said, I got you when you were sleeping. You sucker punched you during your meal, and you got knocked down. You understand what I'm trying to say today over here? Shofetim v'shoterim t'ten lecha where? Bechol she'arecha. And then what happens? I said, Adonai, you know what God is going to do? If a person fights over there, Elohecha noten lach. He gives you divinity. Kedushim to you. Asher Asher, Tama. What is Hashem going to do? Elohecha noten lach. He'll give you divinity. That's where you get holiness from. A person, where you get holiness? Read the Tehillim 50 times a day. No, the holiness is not reading the Tehillim 50 times a day. Because a guy can read 50 times a day Tehillim and he's a glutton still. And the guy's the Boab. The guy's a generous. Where's the kedusha, the kedusha of the separate? Not everything that permissible is a mitzvah. And that's what the pasuk says. You want God to give you something? Asher Hashem, what is he going to give you? Elohecha noten lach. He'll give you divinity. But what? So tell me what to do, Rabbi. V'shafetu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. Each one has their own mishpat. V'shafetu et ha'am. Then, each one has their own scale. Mishpat tzedek. Your scale is not my scale. Each guy's item has to be personal. One guy says, Rabbi, can I go without 6 hours sleeping? Okay, you need 6 minutes. Excess is more than that. Me, a guy says, Rabbi, I need 8, otherwise I cannot function. Good, so you're more than 8. Another guy comes along and says, what's the difference? If it's man kiryat shema's 9:02, the guy gets up 9:01. What's the difference? I didn't do anything wrong. I got up 9:01, I went to Jema. But you're walking on a tightrope. You're walking on a tightrope where the yitzhak at any moment can drag you in. Because you're fooling around at the Shah. And if you fool, so therefore at the Shah, that's where you have to put all the fences. That's where you have to put all your items so you don't end up. Somebody came along and said, a perush to this, what I'm telling you now, then I have to let you go. What does it mean in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot that says, Asu siyag la Torah. Make a fence for the Torah. Torah is the good or the bad? Torah is the good thing. Torah is the great thing. Torah is Torah. Torah is a positive thing. It could say in the Mishnah, Asu siyag la'avera. Where do I need a fence? For the sin. Which means, the sin is to eat in the clam house. So you know what? Make a fence. You know what the fence is? Don't even walk by the place, because you might smell it and get excited and you might walk. That's a fence. That's what I'm telling you. Torah says you can't speak Lashon Hara. This guy, you know, always is going to talk Lashon Hara. So keep away from that. Put a fence. Since you say, Siyad La'avera. You understand? Don't say that. Siyad La'Torah. La'Torah. Torah is a good thing. And that's what the Mishnah is telling you. The fences have to be in the positive area. In the neutral areas of life, not in the averot. You don't need fences. No, who's going to do an averah? Even you walk by the clam house, you say, go in. I'm not going in. Go in. You walk by, you look in, you see it. Don't know what's going into McDonald's. It doesn't work. Yes, sir, can I get you on that? But on the kosher restaurant, now give me everything on the menu. Give me one of each. Are you eating, drinking? You say beracha? What's coming out to Rashash? I said the beracha. What are you talking about? I'm just doing Rashash on the table also. My maharonim, divrei Torah. But you're an animal. But you're an animal. And then he wonders, how come the next day he feels lower? He said, what did I do yesterday that I'm lower today? Why do I feel lower? I didn't do anything wrong. Must be the food wasn't kosher. So you go to the Mashiach, I was in the restaurant, I woke up this morning, I'm feeling far, further from God. He says, slow down. Here's the meat. Glad that Yosef, we have a picture, Hakam Avadia ate it last night, also. The same meat that you ate from. Yeah, but how come Hakam Avadia next day is learning for 20 hours and I'm a Behema? Because he took 4 or 5 bites, 6 bites, he sang up his morning, and he went home, and he enjoyed himself. You see, don't miss it. Don't walk out of the class and say, what the rabbi speak about? He said you have to go to live in Tibet as a monk in a monastery. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you to enjoy. I'm not saying don't enjoy. I'm just saying in the mutar, that's where you need the kedusha. It's something you never thought of. Until now you thought the mutar area, laissez-faire. God wants. You speak French? Anybody speak French over here? Doctor explained to them what laissez-faire means.
Laissez-faire.
Laissez-faire, open door policy. Which means there's no gate. He says, no. Shofetim v'shoterim tetem lecha. Where? At the Shah, who Yosef Tahaoe? Ekev Asher Shama Avram Nekuri, Ekev Rashet Ebot, Kadesh Atmecha Bemutar. And that's why the Pasuk said 2 weeks ago, Vehaya Ekev Tishmeu. That's the Ekev, the Kadesh Atmecha. Then you get all the Berachot. And this is the Kavanah of Elul. Elul is the Derech that brings us to the coming year. And the Torah says, Tachin Lechah Derech. You must prepare yourself in which area? In the Derech. Mad Derech Reshut, Afkom Reshut. And that's what the Mishnah said in Pirkei Avot. Atu Siyag, where? The Torah. And that's what it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot. הבו זהירים ברשות במלחמת הרשות הכתוב בדבר.
ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.